One might think that a writing professor could settle into a quiet, book-filled life on the campus of a Michigan university. But peace and quiet seems to be in short supply for Nick Hoffman, the composition professor at the fictional State University of Michigan in the town of Michiganopolis. A mind-blowing encounter with the local police launches the action in this latest book from writer Lev Raphael, who has written 25 books in many different genres. This latest one, Assault with a Deadly Lie, is the eighth installment of his Nick Hoffman mysteries. Lev Raphael also teaches creative writing, popular literature, and Jewish American literature at Michigan State University. Welcome to Stateside.
Great to be here.
Tell us a little more about Nick Hoffman.
Well, he's a fish out of water because he loves teaching basic English. He loves his students. He is someone who is not involved in abstruse research, and he is someone who is deeply involved in teaching and doesn't care so much about the research side of his life. And he is someone who used to be an East Coaster, but gave that up. He got over it. If there were a group for recovering East Coasters, he would belong to that. You know, the kind of group where, you know, he'd call his sponsor and say, "I really want to get on the subway," and the guy would say, "Okay, you don't have to do that."
and we
can help you.
For someone who perhaps hasn't read the previous Nick Hoffman mysteries, give us an idea of the kinds of experiences that he's been in that leads up to where he's at now with Assault with a Deadly Lie.
Well, he started at the bottom. You know, he was kind of his partner is the writer in residence. So he is a faculty, he's a spousal hire, which really puts you at the bottom because it means nobody in the department really likes you. They hired you because you came along. You're a part of the package, but nobody really wants you. He started teaching a composition, which is pretty much what graduate students do, and he likes it. He likes teaching writing. He is a bibliographer of Edith Wharton, which means he's read everything that's ever been written about her, and he's got a scathing wit about university life, which is kind of hard to satirize. I think Borges called it bald men arguing over a comb. And so the books are told in his voice, and, you know, because it's a murder mystery series, every now and then he stumbles over a corpse. And, you know, you might say, well, is that believable in a college setting? I raised that question rhetorically once at a reading on a university campus, and someone at the back of the room shouted, "Next time, kill a whole department." So I think there's a lot of hostility brewing in college campuses among faculty, and so I think it is pretty real. I think it could break out.
There's actually a lot of hostility brewing on a lot of fronts in Assault with a Deadly Lie, and you waste absolutely zero time turning up the heat in this book. Give us a sense of what happens. I mean, you're on page 4, and Nick has happily come home to the home that he and his partner Stefan share. And I love this, a home that his cousin teases is straight out of Father Knows Best. And what happens, as you know, right out of the gate when he comes home?
His home is attacked by a SWAT team. It's the kind of nightmare that we think could never happen to us. And we've seen it in movies, we've seen it on TV, we think it's just a fantasy, but it is something that happens across the country all the time. There are 45,000 SWAT team raids in the U.S. every year, which is over close to 150 every day, and they are often mistakes. They are often deliberate. It's called swatting, where somebody calls the police and says, "Hey, you know, so-and-so has a bomb in his house," and the SWAT team goes out, or an ex-wife or ex-husband will set a SWAT team after someone. And sometimes SWAT teams just are sent out to serve warrants for delinquent child support. They're being overused in a militarized system. Our police forces are just bristling with weapons. They become small armies. And I got the idea of using one of those SWAT teams and turning it on two just ordinary college professors in to see what would happen. And pretty much all hell breaks loose.
It certainly does. And we've actually talked about that issue of the militarization of police departments. We on this program, there have been things that have happened in Michigan that bore talking about. So I take it that's – and I saw your piece, by the way, in the Huffington Post about this militarization. So this idea that tiny, quiet towns are, you know, their police departments are getting recycled Pentagon equipment, armored personnel carriers and assault rifles. And so that's what triggered this idea for assault with a deadly lie?
Absolutely. You know, there's a small town in Wisconsin, Neenah, Wisconsin, 25,000 people, no murders, no major crime. They got an armored personnel carrier which could withstand landmines. Now, there's never been a landmine in Neenah, Wisconsin, and there's not likely going to be a landmine in Neenah, Wisconsin. But there's this fear or this mindset that's been growing since 9/11 that every single town in this country is a potential Afghanistan. And I started reading articles about this about 4 or 5 years ago, and I thought, it's time for me to ramp my mystery series up. So this book is really a novel of suspense. It's not a traditional mystery where a body is discovered and then you go about solving the mystery of who killed this person, how, and why. This is a novel of suspense in which something horrible happens and then more and more horrible things happen mm-hmm. until the end, which is explosive.
We're talking with Michigan writer Lev Raphael about his latest book, Assault with a Deadly Lie. It is the 8th installment in his Nick Hoffman Mysteries. And Lev, you are the son of Holocaust survivors, and you're a widely praised writer of stories about that second generation, the children of survivors. And I can't help but think that the scene where you build your new Nick Hoffman mystery has its roots in what your parents would have gone through under the Nazis.
Well, you know, I have to tell you that there's a bit of that at the back of my mind. I mean, both my parents at different times were seized by the Nazis or, in my father's case, by the Hungarian militia and dragged off. And that's something that I never forgot hearing about as a child. And, you know, those memories stick with you. But it's more than that. Both of them inculcated me and my brother with a strong sense of awareness of social injustice. And I think our whole country now is alive with outrage about social injustice in terms of Ferguson and African Americans being unfairly targeted as they are, and just social injustice in terms of disproportionate wealth and a whole host of issues. I think the country is in a very different place than it was 5 years ago in terms of people being aware of what's happening. So the book really registers that, as well as being a suspense novel. So all those things were in my mind, but what I really wanted to do was write a book that just didn't stop.
It also strikes me as I read Assault with a Deadly Lie that the treatment that Nick and Stefan experience at the hands of police and at the hands of college officials also is because they're gay.
Well, that's a strong part of it too, because they're a minority, and mm-hmm. and you know, I wanted to point out the fact that even though they're white, and people talk about white skin privilege, that's only quite literally on the surface, that they are in a sense honorarily white, once the fact that they are not heterosexual is out in the open, then they lose that white skin privilege. They get knocked down quite a few pegs. So that is something that puts them in a different class. And, you know, I think that people forget that. We've made tremendous strides in this country in terms of marriage equality, but, it's easy. In the same way that when President Obama was elected, everyone was talking about, oh, we're in a post-racial climate, and look how wonderful everything is. And, well, look how wonderful everything is not. I mean, if you go anywhere online and you read some of the things people say about our president and his wife and his children, the racism is absolutely mind-boggling. And I think the hatred for minorities and gays and lesbians hasn't gone anywhere. In fact, I think the internet has made it worse because people can express themselves anonymously and it can go viral.
Fling as much mud as they want.
Absolutely, yeah. And it spreads a lot faster. It was a lot harder when people were just fulminating off in their little basements or cabins or apartments, and all they could do is, just write letters to people. Now it's just a click away.
What do you love most about writing Nick's stories?
I like entering somebody else's mind because I'm writing in first person, but he is not me. Mm-hmm. He is, I'm a full-time writer. He's a full-time academic. I'm a much calmer person than he is. I'm much more laid back. I'm more introverted than he is. He teaches full-time. I've only just started teaching part-time at MSU. It's like acting, really. You know, it's taking on someone else's persona and performing in someone else's voice. So I like that part of writing him, and I like seeing him get into trouble and get out of trouble. And because I've never been in that kind of trouble. I've never encountered a corpse, that's for sure.
And you haven't had a SWAT team smash through your front door?
Nope. And the other thing is, I think probably the best part of writing the series is I get to meet so many experts in fields whom I would never meet, not even at a cocktail party, probably. Medical examiners, defense attorneys, people who, private investigators. I mean, people who I would never meet socially. There's very little chance that our paths would cross otherwise. People that I have to seek out and interview about their specialties so that I could work what they've told me into my book. And the research aspect of mystery writing is just—it's just terrific. I have a very curious mind, and I love to learn new things. And the mystery series is a vehicle for that for me.
The book is Assault with a Deadly Lie, a Nick Hoffman's novel of suspense. It is the eighth installment in the Nick Hoffman mysteries from our guest, writer Lev Raphael, a recovering East Coaster who now calls Michigan home. Thank you so much.
Terrific talking to you.